This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Honestly, not a tando. That eyeshadow looks so gorgeous on you. Mind if I try?
You're going to anyway.
Thanks. Ooh, I love the way it shimmers.
Mum, you do know you don't need to come to the pub if you don't want to. I mean, if you'd prefer to go to Grey Gables...
Oh, Lord, no. I can watch the clock slowly count down with Grandma and Grandpa any night of the week. I want to see the new year in with my daughter.
I know, but there'll be loads of people from college to hear Freddie's set.
So?
So it's not exactly your scene.
Nonsense. I spent most of my late teens going to illegal raves. I want to hear what Freddie's made of. I didn't get to see him DJ at his 18th.
All right, but please, please don't embarrass me.
How could I possibly embarrass you? There. How do you think it works with my skin tone? Hey, we could go in matching makeup.
Hurry up, you guys. We're waiting for you downstairs.
Alice, do you like my eyeshadow?
Wow. It's very striking. So you coming? I've made Bellinis.
Oh, Bellinis. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. Not a tando?
Yeah, yeah. Just let me finish.
Sweetie, you look beautiful. Really, you do. And we're going to have the most wonderful new year. Aren't we, Alice?
Totally.
Okay, if you say so.
I do. So come on. As it said in a meme I read, learn from yesterday, live for today, hope for tomorrow.
Reese, we still need the balloons for the other four tables. Could you get them for me, please?
Guess who? Surprise.
Oh, boy. Oh, you scared me. How long have you been back?
Oh, not long. Traffic out of Birmingham was awful. Just had time to get home and get changed.
I'm going to have to wait until the end of my shift now to give you a proper welcome.
Ooh, so you missed me then?
Boy.
Well, I've been going crazy thinking of you back here on your own.
Stop it. The others will see. Anyway, I wasn't on my own. Adam and Ian kept me company. Although, we did drink far too much on Friday.
Oh, drinking with other men as soon as I'm out of the way.
And I went to the final performance of Sleeping Beauty as well.
Oh, I hope you missed me a little bit. And you were all I could think about. In fact...
What?
Well, I wanted to do this before we started work, but... Well, I ended up making a spur-of-the-moment purchase.
Right.
Now, I know I got you a present already, but this is a bit more than a gift. Which pocket is it in?
Yeah, it will have to wait. The guests start arriving in 10 minutes.
No.
And the tables still aren't ready, and the band's still setting up.
Yeah, sure, but...
And your tie isn't straight.
Hey?
That's better. We do have to be professional, after all.
How boring! Don't you think so, Alice?
What's that?
Nonna Tando wants a house party for her birthday on the 19th.
What's wrong with that?
It's just so unimaginative. It might be good enough for other 17-year-olds, but I'm sure we can do better.
I don't need it to be better.
Ah, well done, Pip.
I just want to have a good time with my new friends before I go back home to Durban.
Four drinks at once. Very impressive.
Can you make some space?
Oh, sure. Oh, are these both G&T?
No, that one's mine. Here's yours.
Oh, thanks. Well, I don't know about you, but I can't resist Freddie's beast any longer. Come on!
Mum, please don't.
Dance with me!
I don't want to! Really. I'm all right here.
Killjoy.
Woo! Oh, my God.
Pip! Any idea where Toby is tonight?
Oh, how should I know?
To be a reason, I just thought he might be here, that's all.
Well, he's probably out at a club in Felpershire.
Yeah, probably. Did you know Anisha's back from Scotland?
No.
Yeah, Dad settled in his new care home, apparently. She's been gone for so long. She and Rex are having a romantic evening in together, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that right?
What's she doing? No. She's doing dance with Brandon. Oh, I'm going to die.
That's hilarious.
Oh, dear.
Oh, what's this?
No, that's my drink.
It's just tonic water.
No, I know. I have to be up early in the morning.
So? Me and Chris are going wild swimming in the Ann with Kirsty tomorrow. Look, what's the point of coming out?
You're not
going
to drink.
But really, I'm only here because I promised Freddie.
No, what can I get you?
Alice.
It's New Year's Eve. You're not allowed to stay sober.
Actually, I am. No, honesty. I'm happy with tonic water. Honestly.
Thing is, Lexi, this time last year, I could never imagine my life would change so much. And now 2017's almost over, and it won't be long before you're heading back to Bulgaria.
Roy, could you reach those glasses for me?
Hey?
The empty ones.
Oh, yeah. What I suppose I'm trying to say is I've been thinking a lot about what I want from the year ahead, and I know we've not been together for that long, but I think you feel the same way about me as I do about you. At least, I hope you do. Lexi?
What?
Could we maybe do this somewhere a bit quieter?
Sorry, Roy, not at the moment.
Yeah, but...
You're right, it's not long now.
I know, exactly.
So I need to prep the champagne. Shouldn't you check the fireworks already?
Yeah, I guess I should.
Think about it, though. You've seen how beautiful the yurts are when they're lit up with fairy
lights. If I wanted a party in a tent, then I'd go camping.
But it would be just like my birthday. I'll ask my friends back to play the tent.
I don't want it to be like your birthday. I want everybody to be dressed up and glamorous and cool.
Trust me, holding a party at my parents' house is not cool.
You're not listening.
Where are you going?
To the ladies.
Not a tando. Wait. Kate, have another drink.
Prosecco?
Go on, then. Oh, sweetie, don't be like that.
What about you, Pip? I'm buying Prosecco. One glass of fizz won't hurt you.
No, I told you.
Well, what about another Shirley Temple, then?
No, honestly, I haven't finished this one.
Well, then drink up. Last chance to get to the bar this year.
Oh, well, all right, then. It is nice. Even if it is non-alcoholic.
Good. I couldn't let you drink tonic water all night now, could I?
Nola Tando, come on. You don't need to hide in the toilet.
And you don't need to follow me in.
Look, all I'm suggesting is you should do something truly memorable. I'll always treasure the gifts of honesty I was given for my birthday. Well, most of them anyway. For heaven's sake, sweetie, you're only 17 once. Why would you want an ordinary party?
Well, maybe that's exactly what I want. Just like I want an ordinary mother. Have you ever thought about that?
Not a tando. Take it from someone with a mother whose second religion is obeying convention. In years to come, you'll be glad I'm not ordinary.
Oh, you're deluded and self-obsessed, and you haven't the faintest interest in who I am.
Dolly.
How's that for the gift of an honest opinion? I'm gonna find Freddie.
What did you say was in it again?
Just ginger ale and grenadine.
Is that all?
Well, that and the maraschino cherry.
That's a funny word, isn't it? Maraschino.
Excuse me.
Oh, Kate! You've not seen Chris anywhere, have you?
No, sorry.
Oh, where is he? There's only 5 minutes to go.
Pip, give me a sip of your drink.
Why? What's up?
Nola Tando, take my advice. Never have children. That's better. Do you mind?
Be my guest. It's not got anything in it.
Really? I'm sure I can taste vodka.
I think I might try and find Chris.
Alice?
There's definitely vodka in there.
What do you think you're playing at? You told me it was non-alcoholic.
All right, okay. So maybe it's not strictly a Shirley Temple.
But what is it then?
A dirty Shirley. Come on, I couldn't let you see a new year without a proper drink.
Did the first one have vodka in it as well?
Well, you didn't notice. And you were being such a party pooper, wasn't she, Kate?
I can't believe you do that. How could you?
Oh, Pip, come on. Well, you can't leave now, it's almost midnight. Kate, if you see Chris, tell him where I've gone.
Does this mean I can finish the cocktail?
Pip, hold on.
Lexi, wait there.
Roy, what are you doing? Hurry up.
No one's going to miss us.
There's only a couple of minutes.
Well, that's all I need.
Need for what?
I've been trying to tell you. While I was away, you were all that I could think about. Us and the future. So,
I took a trip to the jewellery quarter.
Roy.
No, don't be shocked. Yeah, the necklace is silver, but the pendant's white gold.
Oh, it's beautiful. You shouldn't...
No, I wanted to give you something you could always have with you. However far apart we are, distance won't change how I feel about you.
Or me about you. There was no need, though. We'll make it work somehow.
You think so?
Of course. There are flights and Skype.
I suppose.
And as long as I'm wearing this, you'll always be here by my heart.
So, you're going to put it on?
What about the hotel's jewellery policy?
I reckon we can break it for one night. Here, let me. Oh, why do they have to make them so fiddly?
They don't. Your fingers are too big.
There. Happy New Year, Lexi.
Happy New Year. Whatever it brings.
Pip! Don't be like that! You're not really upset, are you? I was only having a laugh.
You think that was funny?
It was just a stupid joke. Look, come back inside. We're missing all the fun.
How dare you, Alice? I kept telling you I didn't want any alcohol.
Okay, all right.
No, but it's not all right.
I'm saying I'm sorry.
Have you even the slightest concept of how irresponsible that was?
Oh, what's the big deal, Pip? It's not like you're pregnant or anything. No. Seriously. You're pregnant.
What was that?
What was what?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I thought I heard someone...
Wow. Well, should I say congratulations? I mean, I'm guessing it was a surprise.
It's my own private business, that's what it is.
No, of course.
Just stay out of it, okay?
Pip, wait! Pip!
I just don't understand how you manage it, Brian. Your office was pristine on Thursday.
It's called work, darling.
Oh, yes, but perhaps keeping it tidy could be your New Year resolution.
Jenny, much as you might like it, I can't go through life as though I were in a photo shoot.
I'm simply saying that when the picture's published on Thursday, it would be nice if it bore some resemblance to actual reality.
Well, to be honest, if it's any improvement on the one in Borsetshire life, I shall be happy. Oh, someone looks as though they've had a good night.
Kate, Happy New Year, darling.
Is it?
Right, I'll be off then. Rory and Nolitando waiting outside.
Nolly's up already?
She's helping the beaters. Oh, I thought you'd be pleased. At least she's not shooting this time and she's getting paid.
Doesn't make her any less complicit.
Well, we can't all be as unsullied as you. See you later.
Oh, tell the guns that lunch will be served at 12:30.
Rightio.
So, was it good then?
It was what good?
Last night at the ball. You'd already gone to bed when we got home from Grey Gables and, well, Nolitando didn't say very much over breakfast.
Oh, well, she certainly wasn't holding back last night. It'll be a relief when she's gone back to South Africa.
Kate, how could you say such a thing?
Only being honest.
You can't possibly mean that.
Why not? No point dreaming things could be different. I need a coffee.
Come on, Kai, up you get. That's it. Good boy.
Will, you off?
Yeah.
I could at least say goodbye.
Oh, sorry. I weren't thinking.
I know, but there's no use worrying. And trust me, it's all going to be fine, yeah?
It better. You know how important today is. And after Boxing Day shoot, Brian's going to be looking for the smallest thing he can to pull me up on.
Oh, wasn't your fault those dogs got into Spitfire?
I know.
Last week's just a stupid one-off.
Oh, good morning, Brian. Happy 2018.
Yes, indeed. Morning, Nick.
Hi, Brian.
Look, I've dropped Rory and Nolitando off with the beaters.
Well, I'm just about to head up there now.
OK, well, I won't hold you up. No doubt you've got everything covered.
Yeah, I hope so. I'm not expecting any complaints.
And how about you, Nick? Jenny mentioned you spoke to her at the Panto last week.
That's right. Yeah, I did.
Quite a performance from Linda, wasn't it? Enough to scare away the birds.
You could put it that way.
On the bright side, though, there's no need to go through all that again.
No, Certainly not.
Oh, are you not coming in, Alice?
No. I'm not really in the mood, to be honest, Ed.
Oh, I can't get out. Give us a hand, will you?
You dare pull me in?
As if. Oh, you see? Promised I wouldn't pull you in. Chris reckons you're a chicken.
Well, Chris's shorts are halfway down his backside, so he's really not in a position to judge.
Oh, you know, apart from the cold, it's actually quite nice. Is there something up? You're usually the first one getting stuck in.
Sorry, ignore me. It's just me being a thoughtless cow, as usual.
Oh, right. Anything I can help with?
I was scared I'd put my foot in it.
Put your foot in what? Alice.
I spiked Pip's drink last night. She went literally ballistic.
Oh, right.
It was only a bit of vodka. I just wanted her to have a good time. Oh, it's so stupid. Obviously, I'd never have done it if I'd known she was...
Known what?
Nothing. Nothing.
Is she? She's not pregnant. She is, huh?
Yeah, I know. That was my reaction too.
Who's the father?
I don't know. We didn't get that far into the conversation. Ed, she was furious. I sent her like 3 messages last night saying how sorry I am, but she's not been replying. Oh, she has replied.
Well, what'd she say?
That I couldn't have known and just to forget about it. Oh, well, thank God for that.
There you go. Worrying over nothing.
Oh, phew. Do you know what, Ed? I think I will come for a swim, actually. Maybe that should be my New Year's resolution. Stop putting my foot in it.
Kate, are you in there? Darling, you haven't gone back to bed, have you?
Go away.
May I come in?
Mum?
Well, I think we need to have a little chat. Nolotando's been telling me what happened last night. Kate, it's all very well thinking things will be easier once she's back home with Lucas. But you've only got a few weeks left together. Do you really want to waste it? Oh, Kate, oh, come on. Sulking under the duvet won't do any good.
Do you know what she called me, Mum? She said I was deluded and self-obsessed. It isn't funny.
No, but I do remember you calling me a lot worse.
Well, it's not the same. This time it all started because I wanted her to have a special birthday.
Yes, yes, I know.
So what's so terrible about that?
Oh, nothing. I just think Nolotando felt you weren't listening to what she wanted.
I'm not listening.
Well, it is her birthday after all.
Everything just gets thrown back in my face. Look what she's doing now. I raised Nolotando to believe in the equal worth of all living creatures, and instead she's off with Dad helping rich white men blast innocent birds out of the sky.
Oh, Kate.
I offer her the yurts for her party somewhere that's unique and personal and that she'll remember for the rest of her life.
Yes, yes, all
and
right.
And instead she wants some tacky house party for a bunch of overprivileged teens. I mean, it's actually like she's doing it to spite me.
Well, I'm sure that isn't true.
How would you know?
Because that's not what she said to me. And even if it were true, Kate, you're the parent, and sometimes you have to let it wash over you. Have you ever thought how similar you two actually are?
Hardly.
No, no, Nolotando didn't believe me either. But just think how you were raised. It wasn't just shooting you rebelled against.
Oh, Mum, if you're going to tell me what a dreadful daughter I was...
No, no, no.
Are you saying this is karma?
What I was going to say is that none of it rubbed off on you. You were always your own person. And I see that same independent spirit in Nolotando.
Well, she's stubborn, that's for sure. She couldn't care less how much she hurts me.
She's also a teenager, which means she sometimes lashes out. You have to remember how hard it's been for her. Nolotando's had to do a lot of growing up since you were last together. And I'm sure underneath it all, she still wants her mum. But She also wants to be seen as an adult. You're the actual adult, though, aren't you? Kate?
I know.
Good. Because hiding in your bedroom isn't going to fix things. It's up to you to do the reaching out.
How many brace was it in the end?
Oh, well, this last one is number 52. And 19 a partridge.
Whoa, that a record for New Year?
Well, if it ain't, it must be close.
Well, congratulations anyway. The guns really couldn't have been happier.
Not as much as me.
Well, it's hugely appreciated. And I'm not only talking about today, because I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to speak with you after the Boxing Day shoot.
Oh, well.
Especially as you had to contend with an unfortunate situation. And one that required a great deal of tact. So I want you to have this. It includes today's tips plus a small extra bonus.
Oh, thank you.
Well, genuinely, Will, it couldn't be more richly deserved. Happy New Year.
Well, I think you're all insane. Harrison looks like he's caught pneumonia.
No, he's a wuss.
It was great. You'll have to come next time, Nick.
No, thanks. 11:25, please. Anyway, I was far too busy trying to get glitter out of our sofa.
Glitter?
Yeah, Poppy's Christmas present. Oh. Stuff is everywhere.
It sounds like a nightmare.
And poor old Pip's got all that to come.
Pip, you're joking. She's not...
Ed.
Sorry, I thought you said it was all sorted out now.
Yeah, between me and Pip. But it's not sorted as in not common knowledge. It's still supposed to be a secret.
Well, you never said that.
So do you know who the dad is?
No idea.
Oh, I feel awful now.
There was that one guy she was seeing. What was his name?
Alfie. But Pip said it wasn't going anywhere.
Doesn't have to. Only takes the one time.
I'm going to go take the drinks over.
I wondered about Toby.
Yeah, but that was ages ago, wasn't it?
Maybe she's got some mystery man we've never heard of.
Oh, talking of mystery men.
Oh, ladies.
Oh, hello, Will.
Mum got the kids?
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to carry on. Happy New Year, both. Hope it's a good one.
Hey, listen. Can't tell anyone else, but you won't believe what Ed and Alice just told me.
Yeah, never mind that. I've got something to show you first.
What's this?
Open it. It's my New Year's bonus from Brian. A nice round grand. I couldn't believe it.
So the day went well then?
Well, even better than I could have hoped. I still don't get why Brian had such a change of heart.
Oh?
Well, maybe someone else told him about them dogs.
Well, there's no point in worrying about it.
And maybe someone saw them running wild.
Well...
Maybe their owner realised what had happened and fessed up to Brian.
Or maybe it's because you're a damn good keeper. Don't have to be another reason, does there?
You didn't mention Nick's name, though, did you, Brian?
No, you asked me not to. However, I did make it clear I knew it wasn't his fault.
Oh, good. Oh, at least that's one thing smoothed over.
Yes. Right, I'm going to my office.
Oh, Dad, you're back.
Back and feeling thoroughly unashamed.
What about Nonna Tando? Did she have a good time?
She had a marvellous day. Sorry.
Darling, would you like a hot drink?
Yeah, a green tea, please.
And have you eaten? I've got some mushroom salad left over if you'd like it.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. I've been thinking about what you said. You're right. It is up to me to reach out.
Sorry. Oh, I'm just pleased, that's all. I'm not looking smug.
Oh, well, you're allowed. Norley's done a lot of growing up, and she's not the girl I left behind 3 years ago. She's a young woman now.
And a very fine one at that.
And you were right about me needing to be the adult.
There's your tea, darling.
Oh, thank you.
I'll just fetch the salad for you.
I've spent all this time trying to play the role of mother, and Nola Tando's made it quite clear I don't come up to scratch.
Oh, Kate, you mustn't be too hard on yourself.
No, why pretend otherwise? We're both our own people.
I really didn't mean...
Mum, you were spot on. If Nola Tando and I are going to have a relationship, then I have to see her for who she is. But that means she has to see me for who I am too.
So what exactly is it you're going to do?
It was 7 years ago now. Mm. It's the same every year. Mum gets out all the photos of Dad. Lily just goes along with it.
I guess anniversaries are important to some people.
Yeah, and some of us don't need reminding. It's only another day he's not here. Anyway, your mum's still being a nause.
A nause?
Nauseating.
Ah, Gran keeps trying to talk me into making up with her, but it's like, what's the point? We're just totally different people.
Suppose at least she's still alive.
Yeah.
My dad, just, I don't know, someone I'll never live up to, I guess.
Freddie, I didn't mean...
No, I'm just saying, I'd rather be you and not have everyone telling me how perfect he was. Look, I know your mum's a pain, but you proper roasted me a few weeks back for giving my mum a hard time. Remember?
Not as handy, are you still in bed?
Just a minute.
Do you mind if I come in?
Mum, I'm on the phone. Hey. Freddie, I'll message you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Sorry, I didn't realise.
What do you want?
Well, I wondered if you'd like to spend the day helping me with Spiritual Home. I know that you think it's a lot of deluded nonsense.
Mum!
No, it's fine. If that's your honest opinion, then I need to respect that. And I'm sorry if I haven't made enough effort to get to know who you are as a person. But we haven't got long left now until you go back to Durban, and I'd like for us to at least understand each other. Look, I know I'm not perfect.
Yeah, okay.
But we all have our faults.
I said all right.
What?
I'll help you or whatever.
Oh, you will?
Don't make me have to say it a third time, please.
Daisy, do something.
What can I do? Why don't you control Ruby?
She didn't start it.
She did. She stole Holly's stick.
Are you going to tell that to Justin Elliot when we hand her back the torn nose, eh?
Holly, heal. Leave poor Ruby alone.
She's just a nasty bully, isn't she, Ruby?
How much longer before Lillian and Justin get back from honeymoon?
What are you moaning about? But with the turkey selling out, I'd say Christmas went pretty well.
I ain't moaning.
Just a shame about the cider. Everybody who got a freebie with their bird wants to know where they can get some more.
Yeah, I know, I know.
We could make a fortune, the amount we got left over.
You heard what Clary said, and she's right. It's illegal to sell it.
Yeah.
Look on the bright side, though, Dad. All the more tumble tussock to drink ourselves.
You ain't wrong, do you?
It's all right, Linda. I've got her. Holly!
Ruby, don't you join in and all.
That's enough. Oh, Holly, sit.
Yeah, good girl, good girl.
Sorry, Linda. I don't know what's got into her today.
It's not her fault, Eddie. It's Carabosse.
Caru, what?
Well, did you not see the pantomime, Joe?
Well, he must have fell asleep in that bit.
Well, Carabosse is the character I played. With true dramatic depth, to quote Tristram Hawkshaw.
Oh, right.
I fear, however, that I may have inhabited the character too completely.
Perhaps it's a sign you should stick to directing.
What? After the reviews I received? Heavens no. In fact, I've been meaning to speak to Alan about him directing again next year. But since the final curtain fell, he seems to have gone to ground.
I suppose even a vicar needs a rest after working a miracle.
Well, quite. After the exertions of the stage, even I have felt the need for a few days' recuperation. In fact, I'm on my way to Spiritual Home now. I'm hoping to cleanse Carabosse from my system.
Holly!
Oh!
I reckon that ain't such a bad idea, Linda. You best get down there.
Yes, indeed.
Holly!
Oh! Bye now.
Yeah, fingers crossed it works.
You should be fine. The next client's not due for another hour.
Yeah, all right.
I just need to shoot over to Bridge Farm for some yerba mate tea.
Mum, don't stress. I can handle it.
Okay, see you, Johnny.
Okay, so shall I check if Freddie's up for going to the ball?
Sure, why not? We're both back at college tomorrow, and I've just picked up my final payslip from Adam.
Drinks are on you, then.
Is Freddie really that depressed?
Only because he's fed up with everyone else being so miserable.
I know that feeling. My dad's birthday is New Year's Eve. It's not like anyone makes a big deal out of it, but you can tell the rest of the family are thinking about him.
Must be hard.
It's why I was glad to be up in Leeds this year. I reckon my dad would prefer people were out having a good time.
Nolitendo! That isn't your mother in that car, is it?
Yes, but she's left me in charge. Can I help you?
Oh, well, I don't know. I was booked in for a yogic massage.
Oh, well...
Please don't tell me I've cycled all this way for nothing. I was looking forward to having my sacral chakra realigned. I only spoke to Kate yesterday. It was a Christmas present from Robert.
You can do that, can't you, no?
What?
Realign Linda's chakra.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't want anyone fiddling with it unless they've been trained.
Oh, Noel Tando is an expert.
Johnny!
It is an emergency, young lady.
Go on, Noel. Don't be shy.
Well, if you'd like to head over to the therapy barn, Mrs. Snell, I'm sure we can do something for you.
Oh, all right, then. I'll see you over there.
Johnny, you're dead. Just concentrate on your breathing, Mrs. Snell. Let the steam fill your lungs.
I imagine if we were in a village in South Africa, I'd be sitting under one of those wonderful beaded blankets.
Yes, that's right.
Not a rag.
It should have the same effect, though. The idea is that the herbs cleanse the body of the evil spirits, opening up the conduits to the ancestral world.
Oh, yes. I can feel my conduits opening. Oh, can you tell me which herbs you use?
Not really. It's a special infusion only the healers in my grandma's tribe use.
Goodness, how marvellous. Oh, I must tell you, Nona Tando, this is exactly what I needed. As much as I've enjoyed playing Carabosse, I do feel she's come to possess me. Begone, wicked sprite. You shall abide in me no longer. Is everything all right out there?
Fine. Remember to inhale slowly and out again.
Nolly, what on earth are you doing?
Ah, Kate.
Linda, is that you under there?
Yes, you must have forgotten. I had a treatment with you. Nolly Tander's been taking the most wonderful care of me.
Oh, has she?
Right, that's enough. You can come out now.
Oh, I feel reborn.
Why? What did you do?
Just a traditional Xhosa healing ritual. Listen, why don't you sit down and relax next door?
Oh, all right.
I'll bring you a cup of yerba mate tea.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, Nola Tando, I'm so sorry. It completely slipped my mind.
No, that's okay. Linda seemed to really get into it.
Well, didn't she just? Hopefully now you can see why I find my work here so satisfying.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's mind-blowing how willing people are to put themselves in your hands.
Precisely. Oh, Nola Tando, I'm so pleased.
I ain't even joking. Seeing you standing there at the bar, Freddie Pargeter, it could have been 40 years ago.
You really have grown up to be the spit of your dad.
That's what everyone tells me.
Hey, Eddie, I don't suppose you've any more of that cider, have you?
Cider?
The Tumble Tussock. I only had half a pint. Got to polished off the rest. Still the best cider I've ever had.
Ah, sorry, Johnny, it's all run out. Ain't that right, Dad?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
That's a shame.
Hey, come on, you. These two don't want to spend their evening gabbing with a couple of old codgers. Let's grab a pew by the fire.
Yeah, well, right you are, yeah.
Thanks for that, John. It's no problem. Whenever anyone tells me how much like my dad I am, I just want to say, look at you. You remember him.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I know I've got memories, but it's as if because he's not around anymore, I'm expected to be just like him. All I ever hear is how he was this brilliant, witty, successful person, how inventive he was, how he always used to stick to his principles.
Oh, the stories my lot tell me are all about his harebrained schemes and how he loved dressing up in stupid outfits.
Really?
There's one about a gorilla costume?
Yeah. Something about a fancy dress ball. I'd forgotten about that one. He burst in on Grandma and Auntie Sheila.
Come on. It's hardly like you've got anything to live up to. You're heir to a massive country estate. You can just bum around, do nothing for a while. Who cares if you're not going back to college tomorrow? Down the road, you're still going to be Lord of the Manor.
Yeah. You know what? You're right.
Seriously, mate, compared to the rest of us, you've got it made.
Ah, here she is. Ambridge's very own saver of souls.
I can't believe you did that to me. Listen to this.
Freddie, where are you going?
I'll be back in a minute.
Rude.
You're going to love this. I've just had the most brilliant idea.
Well, that job should have been his in the first place.
Well, he's got the contract, Nick.
It's only because young Johnny's an archer and all but name that Adam give it him.
Dad, shut up.
Well, it's true, isn't
Freddie,
it?
Freddie, what can we do for you now?
One word. Cider.
Hey?
Now, you might have convinced my mate over there that you've got none left, but come on. Be real. You've still got some, haven't you?
Well,
Well,
I don't know what you're on about.
It's okay, I get it. If I had something that special, I wouldn't want to share it around either.
Now, just you listen, young Master Bargeter.
That's why I'm willing to pay you good money.
How good?
Dad.
What?
I knew it.
No harm in hearing the loadout.
Joe, I like the way you operate.
How much are you offering?
How much have you got? It's all about supply and demand.
Dad, that's enough.
Might have a small reserve.
What if Clary finds out?
I'll pay you £20 a flagon.
20? Seriously?
So about £70 for two.
45.
65.
50.
62.
54.
59.
57.50.
Done.
Ha. All right.
Yeah, you got a deal.
Yeah, let's be clear, mind. We're going out on a limb for you here. We could get into serious trouble if word got out.
You can trust me. I swear. On my father's grave.
Oh, good lad. Oh, I reckon we'll have to watch this one. He knows how to drive a hard bargain.
He most certainly does.
So, can we go and fetch it now?
Seriously, I totally got away with it. I chugged all these aromatherapy oils in a bucket full of hot water, cedarwood, lemongrass, grapefruit seed, anything I could lay my hands on.
Your face.
I know, but Linda totally swallowed it. And so did my mum. They think it's some sort of ancient Xhosa medicine.
Chuck me my coat.
Why? Where are you going?
Where are we going, more like? I've bought you a surprise. Two flagons of the Grundy's finest Tumble Tussock cider.
But I thought they said the...
Oh, you didn't believe that, did you? It's just a matter of offering the right price.
Well, so how much did you pay?
Who cares? Making sure my friends are happy is the main thing.
Freddie.
I'm going to go and collect it from Grange Farm now. As soon as Eddie and Joe have gone inside, we'll sneak into the orchard.
What are you on about?
Have you gone crazy?
It'll be great. We'll sit out drinking cider with nothing but the cold, hard earth underneath us and the stars in the sky above.
Mm, yes, he's gone mad.
Ah, it must be in the genes, then. Here's to living life and actually enjoying it. Just like my father before me.
Linda Scarlet Snell?
Apparently.
Oh, well, you learn something new every day. And she doesn't mind having the goats named after her.
Oh, it's meant as a kind of thank you. Until she came along, Mum was really struggling. Linda can be a total nightmare.
Sorry, but who are we talking about,
Helen? But then she whispered in her ear, and now she's all sweetness and light.
But who is? Linda the person?
No, Linda the goat.
Oh.
She doesn't mind being handled at all now.
Oh, well, if you say so. I still wouldn't be happy if there was a goat named Susan. Well, anyway, I thought they were supposed to be a retirement hobby. Didn't realise we'd be selling the milk in the shop.
Is it a problem?
I suppose not. Can't do any worse than this kefir. Any plans to promote the kefir, Helen? I thought maybe now that Christmas
You'll
is over...
You'll have to ask Tom.
But isn't he at the Oxford Farming Conference for the rest
when
of the week?
When he gets back?
Because me and Clary put a lot of work into perfecting that recipe.
Yes, I know.
People aren't just going to walk in and buy it. Most folk don't even know what it is.
Like I say, it's Tom's project.
Well, we need to do something soon, or it'll be over before it's even started.
I agree. But I've got enough on my own plate with the cheese and the yoghurt. I hardly got anything done yesterday because of Henry's birthday.
Well, yes, all right.
Not
but...
that I'm stopping you, Susan. If you've got any bright ideas, please, be my guest.
Mum, you're a star. I could have sworn we had a spare drum of cooking oil.
Oh, never mind.
As soon as the next delivery comes, I'll replace it.
No rush. Got plenty.
Ta. It was Freddie in the pub last night, by the way.
Yeah, for a little while. He left quite early.
Really? Because me and Harrison went to bed around 11 and we could hear him larking about on the green.
Last night?
He was trying to climb the lamppost. Harrison almost went out to shut him up, but Johnny talked him down. He seemed pretty wasted.
It weren't from drinking air. Hey, you know he's decided to be a DJ now.
He's set to go down a storm on Sunday night. He was really good, to be fair.
I know, but I doubt it's what Elizabeth had in mind for him. Oh, I'd hate to see him make a mess of things.
Well, have you heard about Pip? Emma told me this morning and she heard it from Nick.
Told you what?
She's having a baby, apparently.
Fallon, you shouldn't spread gossip.
So you have heard?
No, but even if I had, rumours like that... It can be very damaging. You shouldn't repeat everything you overhear.
Here you are, Pip. So that's one coffee and walnut cake and one Victoria sponge.
Great, thanks, Emma.
Feeling peckish?
Well, Gran's off to Cornwall on Friday, so we're stocking up for while she's gone.
Really?
So how are things with you?
Oh, yeah, fine. Yeah, Ed started his new job at Home Farm.
Oh, of course.
And you? I missed you at New Year's. You seemed to just disappear.
Yeah, a bit tired.
Right.
Well, I'd best crack on.
Okay, sure. See you then.
Oh, Pip! Fancy trying some kefir? We got 5 flavours. Orange, blackberry, strawberry, peanut butter and plain.
No, thank you, Susan.
Oh, go on. Have a taste of each and tell me what you think.
Really, I need to go.
Oh, it won't take a minute.
Sorry. Another time, though.
What are you doing? What does it look like? Tom and the rest of them archers can't be bothered to do market research. We're not going to flog this stuff unless we know which flavours people prefer.
Okay, but...
So, I came up with a plan. I got hold of the little shot glasses Helen has for the olive oil.
Yeah, I can see that.
And then I made these little scorecards so folk can mark each flavour out of 10.
But why here? Why don't you do it in the shop where people can actually buy this stuff?
Well, we all do. But I thought since it's coming up to lunchtime and people are eating anyway, you don't mind, do you?
I don't know. You should really ask Fallon first.
Emma, you know me and Clary get paid extra for making the kefir. If it doesn't sell, it'll be us who lose our bonus.
Yeah, I know, but...
You can't always wait for the boss to tell you what to do.
Oh, go on then.
Oh, thank you, love.
Just don't be too pushy, okay?
Hi there, Pip. Oh, hi, Jolene. You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
How are you?
Oh, rushing about like a headless chicken.
Really?
I'd hope you might have time for a quick chat.
Sorry, I need to get back to the farm. I only dropped by the shop for some antacids.
Yeah, that's kind of the reason I wanted to talk.
The thing is, Pip, I overheard you and Alice arguing outside the pub at New Year's.
Oh, I see.
Here's probably not the best place. Maybe we should find somewhere quiet to sit down.
So why did you let her talk you into it?
I'm sorry, Fallon. I didn't realise she'd set herself up by the door.
Look, she's going to do it again.
How are you this lovely?
The moment anyone walks in, she pounces on him. She's
going to
give someone a heart attack.
I know, but it's just till lunchtime's over.
I don't care. You need to talk to her.
What?
Well, she's your mother. Sort it out now while we still have some customers left.
But Fallon... Oh, dear me. Talk about the January blues. This is harder than I thought.
Oh, yeah?
The way people look at me, you'd think I was offering them poison.
Listen, Mum.
And when they do agree to try the kefir, it isn't much better. Just look at these scores. Most of them are under 5.
The thing is, though...
There's only one with 8s and 9s. And I think he was just being polite because he could see I was looking.
Yeah, I expect so.
Oh, people get so self-conscious.
Yeah, that's my point. Have you thought maybe they feel a little bit badgered?
What? By me?
Well, most people want a chance to settle in when they first arrive. Maybe you should wait before approaching them.
Yeah. I suppose I could wait until they've sat down.
Or even till after they finish their meals. I'm only thinking that's when people are most relaxed. You might get a better response then.
True. All right, then. I'll wait till they've eaten.
Oh, great, thanks, Mum.
I ain't giving up mind. I'll get them in the end.
Sit in here, OK?
Fine.
Most of the kids are back at school. It's too cold to be playing on the swings anyhow.
So, how many weeks?
10.
Huh. And you're keeping it, are you?
I did think about having an abortion. I even got as far as the clinic, but I don't know. When it came to taking the pill, you'll think I'm mad, but I just couldn't do it.
Why would I think that? I reckon it's wonderful news.
You do?
Yeah, of course. Do you mind if I ask who the father is? You don't have to tell me.
No. It's Toby.
Ah, well, that starts to make sense of some of his recent behaviour.
Yeah, he doesn't want it, though. We decided we're never going to get back together. And he
says he's not ready to be a parent. I mean, nor am I, for that matter.
Oh, who is?
You'll be great at it. Thanks. Well, I never thought it would be like this, though. That's funny, isn't it? It's only when something like this happens you recognise all the assumptions you've made. You know, that I'd meet someone. Farmer, probably. We get married at St. Stephen's. Maybe move into the village somewhere. Make the nursery together. Oh, I've still no idea how I'm going to break it to Mum and Dad that their daughter's going to be a single mum. Oh, sorry, Jolene, I didn't mean to...
Don't worry.
They weren't exactly part of my plan, neither.
When I found out I were pregnant with Fallon, me and Wayne had just split up.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. That's right. And I'm sure we had all the same conversations that you and Toby have had. Only difference was, we decided to get married. Not long after, I were filing for divorce.
Right.
So you see, I mean, who's to say what's for the best? Don't mean Fallon ain't the best thing I've ever done. And you'll feel exactly the same when your little one comes along.
Yeah, I know I will. It's why I couldn't go through with the abortion. It wasn't rational.
You were doing what your gut told you.
And I want this baby, Jolene. I really do.
Oh, of course you do, my darling. It's the most natural thing in the world. Yeah. There is something I need to tell you, mind. Fallon knows. And so does Nick and Emma.
What?
I promise I ain't breathed a word, not even to Kenton.
But how do they know?
I don't know. Word gets around. Point is, it's out there, Pip. And who's to say who else has heard?
Please, you don't need to leave. Come back inside. I'm sorry.
Mum, what the hell are you playing at?
What am I playing at? They're the ones wasting everyone's time, agreeing to taste all five flavours and then backing out halfway through. What's the matter? I waited until they finished their meal.
Right, that is it. No more Crafia.
Hey,
if you want to carry on with your market research, you can do it in the shop.
How's that fair?
Fair?
Oh, so much for family sticking together.
You are losing us custom.
It isn't my fault that pair couldn't see through what
Susan,
they started.
Emma, everything all right?
Oh, hi, Helen. Yes, fine.
No, it's not. I was only doing what you told me to.
Me?
Promoting the cafe.
Mum, most people couldn't get away from you and your tasting pots fast enough.
All right.
Two people.
Come on now.
You didn't see all the other ones pulling faces behind your back.
Please. Let's not argue over fermented milk. Susan, I appreciate you trying, but maybe this is the confirmation we needed.
How do you mean?
Maybe Ambridge just isn't ready for kefir yet.
Thanks, Jolene.
Oh, don't be daft. It's all going to work out, you'll see.
Yeah, I hope so.
Give me a hug. Oh, life would be boring if there weren't a few surprises along the way. Mm-hmm. How do you think your parents will react?
After the initial shock, I think Mum will probably be okay. Dad, though, oh, he's going to go through the roof.
Now, just you wait. As soon as it sinks in, he's going to be a granddad.
Oh, I'm not so sure. He's never liked Toby.
Ain't much you can do about that.
It doesn't stop me endlessly rehearsing what I'm going to say, though. I've got all these different speeches in my head, how it isn't going to change anything and how it's my decision and I don't expect anyone else to take responsibility.
Look, Pip, there's never going to be an ideal way of telling them. The more you think about it, the more you're just putting it off.
That's what Elizabeth said.
Well, she ain't wrong.
Oh, I just don't want to disappoint them, Jolene. I hate the thought of them being ashamed of me.
You know what would be worse? Them hearing about it from somebody else.
I know.
Now, that would really hurt them. It's only a matter of time. You need to tell your family soon, Pip. Huh? Before it's too late?
Let me think about it. I'm still holding on to the last lot. Yeah, okay.
Freddy?
Listen, I've got to go.
What are you doing here?
I thought you weren't coming back to college.
Yeah, well, that was yesterday.
So, you're not going to be a dropout now?
No, I am, but where better to do it than college? All my mates are here. Obviously, you're here. And it's hardly like the tutors care if you do your work.
Well, some of them do.
And as soon as my DJing takes off, I'll be out of here anyway.
Fair enough. Well, I need to get to my next lesson. Are you coming?
No. I'm going to chill here for a bit.
All right.
If you want, I can give you a lift home later, though.
Sure. Okay, thanks. I'll catch you later.
Yeah. See you.
Please, Ian, don't.
Well, what's the matter?
All I've heard about so far today is that blasted article.
Yeah, but look how handsome Brian is.
Oh.
And as for what it actually says...
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Seated behind his large mahogany desk, farmer and businessman Brian Aldridge truly is master of all he surveys. Since purchasing Home Farm in Ambridge in 1975, he has grown it to over 2,000 acres.
All right.
No, wait, I haven't got to the best part. His family has grown too. Along with his wife, Jennifer, all but one of his five children lives or works on the farm, including manager Adam. Nonetheless, Brian is still very much the boss.
That's enough. I'm never going to buy the Echo again.
What are you talking about? I can't wait for the next installment.
Right. I'd best return to slaving away for his lordship. Thanks for the soup.
You're welcome. Oh, hey, have you heard about Pip?
Yeah. Alice said something to Mum about it. She doesn't believe it, though. She thinks we would have been told.
It'd be ironic, though, wouldn't it?
How do you mean?
Well, I'm presuming it wouldn't have been planned, and here we still are trying to find a surrogate. It just got me thinking about Lexi again.
Ian, we've been over this.
I know.
She wasn't being serious. It's impossible anyway.
I know, but...
We just need to keep pursuing the normal channels. There'll be somebody out there.
Yeah.
Honestly, Kate, you really don't have to say that. I've had quite enough of that from your mother.
But I mean it. You're getting lots of likes on Facebook, too.
Am I now? Well, all the more reason for me never to go on there. Although, I have to admit, I've been amazed by how much attention the article's received already. I even had a call from the Borsetshire Chamber of Commerce asking me to speak at their next business breakfast.
Really?
Oh, and the official invitation for the awards ceremony came through in the post yesterday. So I need to start planning my acceptance speech for the Borsetshire Business Person of the Year.
Oh, my, Dad, you are in demand.
I'm sure it'll all be a flash in the pan.
Enjoy it while it lasts, though.
Well, quite.
Things are looking up for me, too. I'm already getting inquiries, thanks to Linda recommending Nolitando's Cossa steam therapy.
I've no idea what that is, but it's wonderful news.
What's really great is that Nolitando and I finally seem to be communing on the same plane.
So are you driving into Borchester now?
Yeah, I thought I'd surprise her by taking her out for a coffee.
Well, your mother will be very pleased. I think she's worn herself out playing diplomat between the two of you. Adam!
Afternoon.
Are you off to bring the ewes in?
That's right. Oh, hi, Kate.
Hey, have you seen Dad's article in the Echo?
How could I miss it?
Really now, Kate, stop.
Oh, he's being bashful.
It's still only the local newspaper. It's really not that important.
What is it they always say? Today's news is tomorrow's chip wrapper.
Yes, well, we've all got things to do. I ought to get back to the office anyway. I have lots of messages to reply to.
Nice one, lads. Satisfaction guaranteed. Tell me if they're not everything I said they'd be.
Freddie?
Oh, hi, Noel.
Who are they?
Just a couple of old mates from the cathedral school. You know, they don't start back till next week.
So what are they doing here? Freddie, did you sell them something? But I thought all the mushrooms had gone.
They have.
So?
So, just a few pills.
Pills?
E. Ecstasy, MDMA.
Freddie!
What's the difference? Come on, mate, don't be such a prude about it.
I can't believe you being such a total mambara.
You were all up for selling the mushrooms. In fact, you started
There's
it.
There's a big difference between dishing out a few mushrooms and proper dealing. I mean, pills. That's deep stuff, Freddie. Oh, is this your big plan? You're going to be a drug dealer now.
Look, it's just a one-off. Ellis asked me to shift them
for
him.
Oh, Ellis did?
Yeah, and I've made some decent money too. Enough to take us all for a fat night out.
I don't want you to.
Oh, hey, come on. Where's the harm?
I want you to promise this isn't going to become a regular thing.
Why would it? I've got my DJing career to concentrate
on. Then promise me. Freddie?
Okay, I promise.
Well, you could at least look at me.
Nolitando behind you.
Huh?
Surprise!
Mum!
Hi, Freddie. I'm not interrupting anything, am I?
No, we're all good.
Oh, well, I thought it might be nice for us to go out for cake and coffee.
Oh, well, Freddie was going to give me a lift back, but...
No, that's okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
Sure. All right.
So, where would you like to go? I know a great little independent place on Hassock Parade.
Oh, I don't mind. We'll go there then.
See ya. Ellis, what's up? Yeah, all sorted. Listen, about that supply you've got going, I've decided. I want in.
As soon as Ruth showed me the echo, I had to come over. It's not often I'm this close to celebrity.
You can mock all you like, but I've just got off the phone with an old friend from DEFRA.
Huh?
You remember Bernard? He used to head up the local rural development team.
Yeah, maybe.
He's in Whitehall now. Huh? It turns out he's going to be at the Oxford Farming Conference tomorrow as well.
Well, maybe you can find out more about what Mr. Gove is planning. You heard today's announcement.
You mean how we're going to be subsidised to plant meadows for bees and butterflies instead of what we're supposed to be doing, growing food?
I don't think that's quite what he's saying, Brian.
Well, it's certainly not why I voted to get out of the EU. And very soon the world's going to have 9 billion people to feed. Well, obviously protecting the environment has its place, but I thought the whole point was to take the shackles off and open British farming up to the global market.
Yeah, I know.
Well, that's not going to happen if we're being paid to turn wheat fields over for wild flowers.
The two things aren't necessarily incompatible, though. Maybe this is the nudge we need to make things more sustainable. But you know as well as I do that all the incentives at the moment are to use high inputs. If the money isn't there anymore for fertilisers and pesticides, then we're going to have to concentrate on making the most of our own resources.
Maybe I should ask Bernard if he can get you a job as a DEFRA spokesman.
All I'm saying, Brian, is that we haven't heard all the details yet. Let's see how it pans out.
By which point it could all be too late.
Well, are you going to say that to Bernard?
Well, I suppose such a business person of the year, I might let him know what a lot of farmers are thinking, yeah.
Oh, you've got to use your influence while it lasts.
Quite.
There aren't many things I've missed since becoming vegan, but a gooey meringue is definitely one of them.
Do you want some?
No, it's all yours. You enjoy it. I've been meaning to say, if you still want a house party for your birthday, then that's fine with me.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. I want you to have everything exactly the way you want.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, Mum.
I do have one favour to ask you, though. Would you be able to teach me how to do the steam therapy you gave Linda? I know it's stuff Mukulu taught you, but I've been researching on the internet and I can't find precisely what you did anywhere. And it could be a real boost to the business because, I mean, nobody else is offering authentic South African healing.
Well, of course they're not.
Why? Is it really that unique?
Mom, you're so funny. I made it up. I mean, I based it on what Samama Khwele do, but all that stuff about Umakulu's tribe... That was
not true.
As if. Come on, laugh. It kept Linda happy.
I trusted you, Nolitando. I left you in charge.
Yeah, I know.
I thought you'd finally started to understand what spiritual home means to me.
It's still all nonsense, though, isn't it? And if anything, this kind of proves it.
I'm not sure you could have betrayed me anymore. Ugh. Do not roll your eyes at me. My clients entrust me with their spiritual well-being.
Are you being serious?
And what, you just think it's some kind of joke?
Keep your voice down.
What if you'd ended up harming Linda?
Oh, because you're like a properly qualified doctor.
I take what I do just as seriously, yes.
So how come you never cared as much about me? You never once thought about my spiritual well-being when you walked out on us. I was 13, Mum, 13.
I know you were.
Have you any idea how rejected I felt? How confused. What sort of mother does that?
I couldn't stay.
Yes, you could. Maybe not with Dad, but you could have stayed in Durban.
I didn't know where else to go.
Whatever, you just didn't care.
No! No, Nolitando, that's not fair. I love you and Sipo, you know that.
You love the idea of us. We're your fantasy mixed-race family. Proof of what an enlightened, free-thinking person you are. But when it actually comes to reality...
How could you even think
that?
Look
how happy you were with me playing the primitive little tosser girl for Linda. Why am I even wasting my breath? Like you'd understand.
Where are you going?
Home.
To Ambridge? But how are you going to get back?
I'll manage. Let's face it. It's not as though I haven't survived without you before.
So this is what you get up to while I'm out at work.
Adam.
Is the sun over the yardarm already?
Yeah, it has been for a while. Go on, grab a glass. It's the Grundy's Tumble Tussock Cider.
I thought we'd drunk all of that.
Mm-hmm. We had, but I bumped into Joe earlier. He insisted they hadn't got any left. Yeah, but after a fair bit of arm twisting and a lot of haggling, mostly upwards, I persuaded him to sell me some.
Then I shan't deprive you. I'm going to have a shower. Brian is literally bursting with pride and I need to wash it off.
Adam, before you go, I didn't get to finish what I was saying at lunchtime about Lexi.
Oh, you're not still brooding about that, are you? She was drunk.
Yeah, I know.
We'd all had far too much whiskey.
I just don't think she's the sort of person who'd flippantly suggest being a surrogate.
In a parallel universe, that's what she said. She was trying to sound sympathetic.
Her exact words were, in another life.
Yeah, well, either way, it hardly sounded like a genuine offer. Is this about your second fertility test results?
What? No.
Because if you've changed your mind about accepting the counselling...
Look, I told you, I don't want counselling. The results only confirm what we already knew.
But if you need to come to terms with it...
What I need is for you to listen. I mean, even if Lexi put it that way, it's because she thinks it's impossible.
It is impossible, Ian. She's going back to Bulgaria.
But it still implies she'd like to do it if she could. Lexi, she's such a kind, compassionate person, Adam. And she's a mother. She understands what we'll be asking of her.
And in a parallel universe, she'd be perfect. But we're not in one, are we?
No, I'm not saying there wouldn't be problems.
If we ask Lexi, all we're going to do is embarrass her. Ian... I know how hard this has been for you. We've had so many knockbacks.
It's got nothing to do
but
with that.
Lexi is not the solution. Please, don't say anything. Just let it rest.
Tonight?
If you're not doing anything else.
No, I don't think so. David?
Yeah?
Can you take a break from the silage for a sec? Pip's invited us over for dinner this evening.
Oh, really?
Well, I thought I'd do a chilli, and maybe we could have the rest of that walnut cake.
Well, that certainly sounds appealing.
Remember, Gran's off on a court trip with Carol.
No, I know.
And the boys won't be around either. Mm-hmm. It's Rory's last night at home, so Ben's staying over.
That's fine. I wanted it just to be the three of us anyway.
Hmm. Right.
I see.
7:30, good for you?
I guess.
Great.
Oh, Pip, hang on.
Look, sorry, I have to dash. The ewes need their concentrates.
No, I was just going to say, not too many chilies. We don't want to get our heads completely blown off.
Sure, okay.
What was that all about?
No idea. Maybe she wants to butter us up about some new idea for the farm?
Yeah, maybe.
At least it saves us cooking.
Yeah.
We better get a bottle of wine.
But that would mean flying from Gatwick.
So?
So you'd have to leave here really early in the morning.
That's fine. I can sleep on the plane.
Roy, there's other options. There was a flight that landed in Sofia mid-afternoon. Which airport was that from?
Yeah, we'll have wasted half the day already.
At least you'll be awake.
I'll be awake anyway. I'm coming to see you. I'll be desperate to make most of every second.
Oh, hi, guys.
Mm. Oh, hi, Ian.
I'm just dropping off some timesheets. I'll leave them out here.
No, don't worry. My lunch hour's over.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course. And Roy, don't even think about Heathrow. Those flights are far too expensive. See you later, Ian.
Yeah, bye. You going somewhere?
Yeah, Bulgaria. We're trying to work out when I'll be able to visit.
So you're determined to make a go of it, then?
Oh, don't have much choice. You know, I haven't felt this way about anyone since me and Hayley first got together. I've forgotten what it was like.
Yeah, it still doesn't make it any easier, though.
It was hard enough not seeing her over Christmas. And there's no guarantee she'll be able to get a job back here one day.
No, I guess not.
Still, at least now I know what I want. And once you know that, all you can do is keep holding on to it, eh?
Wait. Let me find it for you.
It's fine, Jennifer. I saw it yesterday.
Oh. Here we are. Isn't that a great picture of Brian?
Haven't you got copies already?
Well, ours is getting quite tatty. So many people seem to want to read it, I thought it made sense to have a spare.
Right.
And the other is for Justin and Lillian. I'm assuming they've cancelled their papers, and I'd hate for them to miss it.
That would be dreadful.
In fact, are Shura and Alistair back from Norway yet?
Yeah, they got home yesterday. Apparently it was amazing. Shula says they're finding it quite hard to readjust.
I wonder if they've had a copy of the Echo.
Look, I'd better get on. Pip's invited us over for dinner. I need to buy wine.
Oh, right.
I'll drop Ben over to yours at 7.
Yes, oh yes, that's fine. Ruth, hope you don't mind my asking, but Pip's not seeing anyone at the moment, is she?
No. There was a lad called Alfie a while ago, but that seems to have fizzled out.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Why?
Oh, nothing. Just someone gossiping, but it was probably about somebody else. I didn't imagine it was true anyway. I'll see you later. Oh, bye, Pip.
But bye, Jennifer.
Wait, hang on. Pip?
Oh, sorry, Mum, I can't stop. I just had to rush out for some kidney beans.
Okay, but...
I don't get home and start cooking, it'll be midnight before we eat. I'll see you at Brickyard.
Yeah, all right. See you there.
No.
I'm sorry, are you going this way too?
That's fine, Lexi, go on after you.
Thanks. Have you finished for the day?
If only. I'm just grabbing a fag break before evening service. How about you? Are you doing anything special?
Oh, not really. Roy's cooking dinner.
Yeah, sounds pretty special to me. He was saying how you're trying to make the most of the time you've got left.
Yeah, of course. But we're not going out anywhere, not like last Friday night.
Well, no, probably was.
I would like to actually remember the time I spent with Roy.
So you really don't remember that much about it?
Why? You promised I did not embarrass myself.
No, you didn't.
No, I don't believe you. Tell me, what did I do?
No, look, nothing. Honestly, it was just something you said.
Ian...
Adam didn't want me to ask you, but it's been nagging at me all week.
What did I say?
You said if things were different, you'd consider... You'd maybe be our surrogate. Ah, look, if I got the wrong end of the stick, then please just forget about it.
Is that what I said?
It seemed like... I just wasn't sure what you meant. Sorry. I shouldn't have said
anything.
No,
please.
But it's been going round and around in my head, and then talking to Roy as well and hearing how much you wanted to be together.
I see.
I just thought if you really did mean it, there must be a way we can make it work. For you too, of course. I'm not exactly sure how. Sorry. The last thing I want to do is put you in an awkward position.
Ian, it's okay. I remember saying it now.
You do? Obviously, no pressure or anything, but were you being serious?
Hang on, just give me a sec.
No, it's all right, we can get them. Ruth, you couldn't fetch down 3 wine glasses, could you?
Sure, 2. What's that, Pip? 2 wine glasses, I don't want any.
Oh, okay.
So, now we've been over to see Don's, have you had any more thoughts about the new parlour?
No, not really. I mean, I know you weren't sold on the expense of a hydraulic floor.
No. Thanks, love.
It would make such a difference to be able to adjust the height of the pit. Just ergonomically, I'd be able to get around the herd so much faster.
Well, we need to make our minds up pretty sharpish, because lambing's going to be upon us soon, and then it'll be calving, and we might have a spare moment to think.
You're telling me.
Maybe we should ask Eddie if he can lend a hand.
We don't need to do that, do we? I mean, between the three of us.
Oh, no.
And Joshua looking as well.
Well, just asking the question. Especially while finances aren't quite so tight. Pip, what do you think? You're the one who's going to be doing the bulk of the calling.
It might be worth checking to see if Eddie's available.
Really?
Look, why don't you go and sit down? Everything's almost ready and there isn't much room in here.
Well, okay, do you want us to carry anything through?
No, I can manage.
You sure?
Yeah, go on.
All right, right.
We'll leave you to it. Thanks. I promise it won't be long now.
Dinner ought to be ready in 20 minutes.
Right. Okay.
Lexi, beer?
Oh, sorry. Thanks.
You okay?
Just thinking.
want to give us a clue what about? You've been thinking since we finished work.
Remember I told you I spent last Friday with Ian and Adam?
Yeah, you said you went to the Great Escape at the ball.
And afterwards, we went back to theirs. I drank so much whiskey, to be honest, I don't completely remember the exact words.
Remember what?
I said in another world I'd be their surrogate. I didn't mean it. Maybe it got lost in translation. But now Ian wonders if I would actually consider it. He thinks we can find a way around all the practical problems. Why are you laughing?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
It might mean we have more time together.
Yeah, that'd be great, but come on. We'll find a way. You don't have to have someone else's child. Well, what would your girls say? It's a crazy idea. Well, isn't it?
I just know how much it would mean to them.
Yeah, and so do I, but you're not actually thinking about it, are you? Are you?
No. I would like to help if I could, but you're right. I wasn't being serious. It's a crazy idea, isn't it?
Yeah. Completely.
She didn't drink over Christmas either.
Didn't she?
You know she didn't. She kept saying she had a fuzzy head.
So?
So don't you think it's a bit odd? She keeps saying how tired she is. She had that bug, didn't she? And all of a sudden she seems worried about carving.
No, that was me. I brought that up.
And why is Jennifer asking me if Pip's got a boyfriend?
I have no idea. I really don't know what you're getting at.
David, I...
Pip! This all looks fantastic.
Thank you. Tuck in.
There's lots of soured cream in case you still think it's too fiery.
So are you going to sit down?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's everything.
Wow.
Well, I've been thinking. It's not long now until my birthday.
Oh, it's true. What is it? 6 weeks?
Yeah.
Any ideas what you'd like to do? 25. Pretty significant number. You ought to do something special.
You'd already had me when you turned 25.
Yeah. I suppose.
Well, yeah, you have to remember, though, Pip, your mother was a child bride.
David.
Well, I'm just saying, she's got plenty of time. She needs to find the right man first. This is delicious, by the way. It's just the right amount of heat.
So what made you start thinking about that?
Well, I'm just curious how you managed. You kept working, didn't you?
Well, I wasn't back in the parlour the next day.
Well, no, I know, but...
I always remember coming into the kitchen one morning. I think your mum had got up to do the milking, and instead I found her on the sofa, overalls around her waist, feeding you in her sleep.
David, I don't think that's what Pip wants to hear.
No, but, I mean, you look back now and you wonder how you ever got through it.
Pip, what were you going to say?
Well, it's just that... You were my age and you managed, with the support of your parents.
Well, I'm not sure you'd agree with that. Mum used to drive you bonkers popping in and out of the bungalow, giving you her pearls of wisdom, which you always took as criticism.
Would you just listen?
I mean, though, she meant well.
David, for God's sake, shut up! Can you not hear what she's trying to tell us? Well, go on.
The thing is,
you're pregnant, aren't you?
Pregnant? Where'd you get that idea from?
Look, I know it must be a shock, but I actually think it's really good news. And I've worked out how to minimise the impact on the farm.
What? You are?
I'm sure if you were able to raise a child and carry on working, Mum, so can I.
What? Are you talking about? She was married, she had me.
All right.
I don't see Alfie anywhere. At least I'm assuming it's his. Hmm?
Pip?
Well?
It's not Alfie.
Oh, my God. Who is it, then? Do we even know him?
Yeah. You know him. Please, just don't overreact.
Why? Who is it?
No.
Well, we kind of started seeing each other again casually.
Don't say it's who I think it is.
We didn't mean
anyone but him.
I'm sorry, Doug.
Not Toby Fairbrother!
This is the BBC.
Hello, I'm Michelle Hussein, and just before you go, I want to tell you about the Best of Today podcast. It's where you can catch up on the biggest interviews with newsmakers, top politicians, A-list actors, business leaders, and the best of the BBC's reporting from around the world. Don't worry, if you've had a lie-in and missed us this morning, it does happen, you can catch up anytime, anywhere, at home, on your commute, while you're out and about. So why not join those who listen daily and subscribe to Best of Today from wherever you get your podcasts and start downloading now.